Yukon communities host a royal visit, and the Haines Library break-in suspect is arraigned on burglary charges. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A Haines man has been charged with two Class C felonies connected to recent break-ins at the Haines Public Library. William Dale Whittington is charged with two counts of burglary in the second degree. One offense happened September 5th and the other on September 16th. Charging documents say Haines police tied Whittington to the September 16th incident after they found a shoe print at the scene of the break-in that matched Whittington's shoes. The documents say Whittington initially denied any involvement, but after an interview with police, he admitted to the burglary. Court documents say Whittington then met with the library director and police and apologized for breaking into the library. He also returned stolen items, including a camera, a credit card, and $14 cash left over from about $130 that had been taken. The camera Whittington turned over connected him to the September 5th burglary as well, according to charging documents. Library Director Patty Brown told police the camera was taken in the earlier break-in, not the September 16th one that Whittington admitted to. Whittington is charged with both burglaries. He was arraigned Thursday. The arraignment took place at the Haines Police Station because the local court was closed. Magistrate Mary Kay Germain set bail for Whittington at $2,500. Germain pointed out that Whittington is the defendant in multiple open cases besides the library break-ins. Germain said she set bail because she thinks the possibility that he would violate the law again was a, quote, great concern. Alaska got as close as it could to a royal visit this week. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Prince William, and Kate Middleton were met by a large crowd, music, and dancing in Carcross. The event was part of a larger tour around the Yukon after traveling through British Columbia. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, the visit was focused on First Nations issues and culture.
We as a people have struggled for generations and for years and years, and we're finally coming out of the other side of it, so to speak.
Andy Carville is the chief of the Yukon's Carcross Tagish First Nation.
You know, we're rebuilding our culture through songs and performances.
He spoke at a traditional ceremony welcoming Prince William and Kate Middleton to the small Yukon community of around 300 people on a crisp, sunny day.
The majority of the First Nations in the Yukon have settled. We are a government, and we're asking that you assist us and help us to continue to build that relationship with the Crown.
The royal couple was greeted with joyful dancing and singing, a performance by the Dakota Kwan dancers, and another by a children's dance group. Carville was joined by First Nations chiefs from across the territory, the Grand Chief, and the Premier, among other local dignitaries. Visitors came from around the Yukon, and some from Alaska. Amidst the merriment, Carville spoke about serious issues affecting First Nations people.
We still have obstacles before us that we continue to battle on behalf of our people for the protection of our land, protection of our waters, the clean air that we breathe.
He says he's optimistic that the Carcross Tagish First Nation that has been established for 10 years will have the support to work through those obstacles.
For those, like the children that are dancing and carrying on our songs and our cultures, and those yet unborn, it's very important to us to continue to work together to get that recognition as a government.
Ryan McDougall is part of the dance group that greeted the royal couple. He says the visit is about education.
It means about educating people who, like the royals and that, about our cultural ways and who we are as a sovereign people and how we need to share our cultural ways and our songs, our histories, and our dance. And so that we can view each other as being equal and everything.
There was a serious message at the core of the royal visit, but for many, it was just plain fun to see royalty so close to home.
This is an epic trip.
Nancy Spear is from Juneau. She came to Carcross with her friends Nan Saldi from Skagway and Kathy Madsen from Haines, where the three started their journey. Here's Saldi.
And left the boat harbor at 4:30 to get to Skagway by 7 so we could hit the border right when it opened.
Spear says it's really exciting to see the Duke and Duchess in the Yukon.
That they would come to such a, you know, small place and that they value the beauty of our area.
Kathy Sheardown is from Whitehorse and carries a photo album with her. It has pictures of previous generations of the royal family visiting the Yukon.
I think it's great they always include the North within their visits because quite often we feel left out or separate from the rest of Canada, but this proves we're not, I guess.
The royal day in Carcross included a visit with a master carver, a trip to Montana Mountain to cheer on mountain bikers, and a meeting with members of a program that employs young people to build trails. William and Kate also stepped on board the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. While the royal couple was only in Carcross for a short time, it's clear those few hours had a meaningful impact on the community, as people young and old came out to celebrate and welcome the regal guests to their home. Reporting in Carcross, I'm Abby Collins.
The Skagway Boys Cross Country team is heading to the state competition this weekend after a strong showing at last weekend's regional meet in Sitka. Skagway beat out larger schools like Petersburg and Wrangell for a third-place victory at the Region 5 Cross Country meet in Sitka. The Panthers placed third in a competition with 11 small schools. Sitka was first and Mount Edgecombe was second. Those two schools are 3A, which means Skagway won the 1A-2A division at the meet. Senior Ethan Goble came in third out of 74 runners on the 5K course with a time of 16:54. He says the six-person team has had the state competition on its mind from the beginning.
I think since the first race, we got third the first race, so we pretty much thought we could the whole year. And it just made us train harder, I think, that knowing that all of us could make it instead of just two or three of us.
Sophomore Danny Brady was the second fastest Skagway runner. He ranked 9th at regionals with a time of 18 minutes. He remembers some advice Coach Eric Wortman gave the team at a previous meet.
Before the junior race, it was our coach, Mr. Wortman, was just, you know what, if it sucks, then run harder. Just keep running hard. And that was kind of our mentality throughout the year so that we could end up making state.
This is Wortman's second year coaching cross country. He says all six team members ran a personal best in Sitka. He says he's looking forward to more breakout performances at the Anchorage competition.
And I think the boys are still really just kind of finding a cohesiveness that's allowing them to really find success on the course. So this next week in Anchorage, it'll be a great opportunity for them to kind of see all the work that they put in throughout the season, but then also, you know, like maybe do something kind of special. You know, there's always an opportunity to really break out of, you know, break that barrier how fast you thought you were.
Wortman says the boys have figured out how to work as a team in the individually focused sport of cross country. It paid off. Instead of just the fastest runners qualifying for state, the whole team gets to go.
I'm always impressed with Skagway and what we're able to do here. I think in the last few years, we've really got a lot of attention for academics and what these students do academically. And I think that this is just a unique demonstration of what these students can do physically when they put their mind to it. And so, you know, we're a small school, but, you know, a tenacious school. And, you know, a lot of running is just putting your head down and doing the work.
In Haines, freshman runner Mari Rose Evenden is headed to state. Evenden placed 11th at regionals with a personal record time of 22:45. The Skagway Panthers and one Haines Glacier Bear will take on a hilly course in Anchorage this Saturday. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.